other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bob Chapman's joining us coming up the next segment, and I'll use that time with him as we got some of the other guests coming on to get into the WikiLeaks situation, cover the latest on government surveillance, what's happening with the economy, the TSA, that's all coming up. We got about 5 minutes left with Michael Braverman, and I'm telling you, these shows, and I didn't call them and tell them this last season because they were great, but this year with the police state and the water, I mean, I call them after I see it and I say, I can't believe that just went on television. I mean, this is a first. And for those that have heard me hype it, I've gotten hundreds and hundreds of emails going, wow, you weren't joking about these new shows. In fact, it's more powerful than what you even said. Remember, this isn't Alex Jones on the radio and the internet. This is television on a mainline network, and the globalists are upset. Michael, in closing, we got about 4 minutes. You run through the other bullet points.
Okay, I'll go quick. So we know about Corexit. We covered that, and just understand that that company is hugely connected to BP. Okay, now we move on to what the end game is. And what is the end game? What we're going to present to you tonight at 10 o'clock is the BP oil spill is not just something that just happened. It's connected. And it's connected to, starting with Katrina and the government's ridiculous response to Katrina, we believe, and we're going to present some evidence that is absolutely explosive.
You have the documents.
We have the documents.
This is confirmed. You don't want to let them know?
Well, I'm going to tell them something. And that is the big oil companies. Remember I told you how huge they are, how you can't calculate how much money they have? And big government, big oil and big government are joined together, and the plan, the plot, the conspiracy is to turn Louisiana and the whole Gulf Coast into a giant oil depot, a huge oil refinery. Because remember this, 30% of America's oil, 30%, comes through two ports in Louisiana. And what's in Louisiana? A whole bunch of pesky fishermen, a bunch of pesky environmentalists, a bunch of loudmouths. They want to get rid of them. They want to get rid of them because they want to have their way with the state and the whole Gulf. If you all don't believe me, and if it sounds like I'm just hyping and I'm just yelling and screaming in the wilderness, watch the show.
Well, you know what's incredible, Michael? At the Cancun meeting, we have the official UN document. It talks about forced relocations of populations worldwide out of areas that cause a large carbon footprint. And mm-hmm. So it's all about forcing people out of areas, and you guys got the documents, particularly that's what they plan. That's why they won't let anybody rebuild down there. They want them gone.
They want them gone. And we get the Corps of Engineers, and Jesse puts them on the hot seat, and I'm just going to tell you, you guys will not believe it.
Is this even more powerful? Because I wasn't there for that. I was down there only for a few days.
Yeah.
Is this even more powerful than the congressman crapping his pants?
Oh, it's you guys won't believe it. You're going to watch this, and you're going to see these people, and, you know, they think they're just going to have a really nice interview. And I'll admit one thing. I did surprise them because they didn't know it was Jesse interviewing them. And we set it up, and Jesse walks out, and the guy goes, oh, that's Jesse Ventura. Now, he was a PR flack, but with him was this very mysterious Dr. Reese. And you're just not going to believe what you see. You're not going to believe it. And I'm right there, and I'm, you know, filming it, and I'm producing it, and I'm going, I don't believe this. I mean, we caught these people, you know, right there out in the open.
With their pants down.
Yeah, with their pants down. It was 115 degrees, and I'm thinking, like, we just caught you people, you know, and you're sweating, and it ain't because it's 115.
And they were making Jesse for the show wear that black suit.
Well, I make him do that.
I know, that poor guy.
He's mad at me for that, but anyway. But it's pretty explosive, and I think if you watch it to the end, and you're going to go, you know, this show isn't just blowing smoke. It's not just blowing smoke. You see these people, you see them sweat, you see them tremble, and you're going, oh, my God.
Well, Michael Braverman, it's 10 o'clock tonight, Eastern, 9 Central, True TV. Amazing. Look forward to talking to you next week for the Pentagon episode. God bless you.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a 6-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633. Or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he joins us every Friday. He's only with us for a half an hour, regrettably, today, because the producer so jam-packed the show, which is great. But it's a catch-22. Senator Rand Paul-elect coming up later. James Dilling poll covering the attempted world government UN takeover. Criminal confab going on down in Cancun, Mexico, that's falling apart again, thank God, as the fraud comes out. But since Michael Braverman for Conspiracy Theory was talking about the government documents they got, this is confirmed that this is part of a relocation program on the Gulf Coast from about the middle of Texas on the coast all the way over to Florida. And so they just want to set the precedent, get everybody used to pollution, shut down the smaller companies that can't make the payoffs, and then only allow the big three oil companies in there. Just like the bill in food safety, publicly written by big agribusiness to shut down small farms and ranches. Just like the health care bill, it's now hundreds a week of waivers to big mega corporations like McDonald's and others. You don't have to get insurance for your employees, but everybody else does. Nobody can compete against that. It's all about vertical integration. But here's the special climate change program, 2009-2012 summary, executive summary, and we've written articles about this, and it says on page 6, forced relocation of populations to lower their carbon footprint. Bob Chapman, I mean, this is what the game's all about. You always talk about the double set of rules. Wesley Snipes gets 3 years in prison, even though he was found not guilty on the big charge. Rangel, clearly not paying millions in taxes, he gets a slap on the wrist because they're above the law. Talk about that.
I think
As far as the corporations are concerned, it's a perfect example of corporatist fascism. And you talk about vertical integration, and that's exactly what it is. You hit it spot on. And there is a double standard. The gentleman, Mr. Snipes, should have never gone to jail. I mean, they've had far worse cases than that, and the people have walked with a fine. And they're setting him up as an example. Rangel is a dreadful person, and he belongs in jail. Did you see the picture with his son reported a theft inside of the government Cadillac that he was driving?
Yes.
They don't care. They believe that they're above the law and they can do anything they want to do.
It's amazing. Of this full spectrum of news out there, let's get into WikiLeaks first. Assange lawyers are preparing for U.S. spying indictment. I had John Young, who registered the WikiLeaks name. He really is the original WikiLeaker. He says stuff on the Vatican's coming out, on banks, on torture chambers, on our government trafficking and WMDs. That's pretty scary.
Well, I hope it comes out. We need it. But on the other hand, we, as you said last week, we have to make sure that Mr. Assange is treated fairly and that this thing is not going to turn into let's kill the Internet.
Well, that's what they're saying. They're calling it the Patriot Act for the Internet. And Young made the key point, and of course you were in intelligence, you can talk about this, that they're giving us good tidbits, but notice it's basically a regurgitation of the same pro-war, anti-Iran, anti-Pakistan propaganda. And Iran and Pakistan both say they concur with your analysis that this is staged. But there's other tidbits about DynCorp and child trafficking and things that are mixed in there. So they're doing this to get credibility, and then they're going to start releasing stuff on Russia and other enemies. So let's talk about that.
Well, it reminds me of a typical disinformation situation where you get 95% truth, even though it's a regurgitated truth, and then they get their 5% in the message, sort of what Glenn Beck has been doing. And this is what they're up to here. It's an exercise in disinformation. We could get some goodies out of it, but they'll deliberately put them in there knowing that no harm will come from it eventually, and it'll make it seem like all of the information is bona fide.
For what's coming up, targeting specific banks that are enemies of Soros, and the Soros connection is 100% clear. We predicted months ago that Assange is a useful idiot who would probably be burned, imprisoned, or killed, and now no bond for not using a condom and consensual sex. I mean, boy, I tell you, this is tyranny.
It sure is. It sure is. I just picked up an article today. They picked up two Mexican-Americans with $190,000 in their vehicle, and the judge says, you got to give it back. And the police department didn't give it back because Homeland Security scooped it and said it belongs to us because they're drug dealers, which they're not. It's just another example. These people do anything they want.
Well, they claimed in San Diego the guy's house was full of bombs. He said, this is on record, AP, let me back in to prove they're not bombs. This is he's not convicted. They blow up the house, burn it down, and are now going to convict him with no evidence. They could show up at anybody's house and burn it down now and say there were bombs inside of it. I mean, due process is going out the window here.
You're right. And another thing, doing what they did in that area was very dangerous, especially this time of year, for fires, because everything is like a tinderbox there. And that could have got out of control, and, you know, fires jump. And they could have had a real roaring fire in that area.
Well, the whole
bad
thing
judgment.
The whole thing is very, very suspicious. It might have been some type of government operation, too, that this guy was tied into, and that they didn't want regular cops and media seeing what was really in there. I mean, this is a first. And to now have them come out and say, yes, we are watching all your credit card purchases and loyalty card purchases in real time. I mean, every time they do that, it's a felony. It's illegal, but they don't care. They just announce it now, Bob.
That's right. They don't care. And that's why I tell people, if you can, you only use credit cards for emergencies. Pay cash and try not to use them at all. I mean, I haven't had a credit card for 15 years.
Bob, what do you make of Glenn Beck this week admitting FEMA camps, admitting military planning to round us up? He's gone from saying we're liars and that we should have the military come after us as dangerous people to now many episodes literally channeling yours truly.
Well, I think probably they know that eventually Jesse's program on the camps is going to come out. And they're just preempting it. That's what I think they're up to. They want to get their piece of the meat first, and then when Jesse's is allowed to run, which will happen eventually, then they can say, well, we already talked about that. We told you all about that. And this just proves it.
Bob, let's look at the economy. Quantify it. What does it mean when they had the headlines a few days ago dealing with the record Treasury sell-off in the last 2 years? And then I saw separate articles talking about record numbers of investors and countries not buying Treasury offerings. What does that mean?
It means that if others will not buy Treasuries, whether traded in the market or at auction, it means that the Federal Reserve has to buy them. And they can do that one of two ways. They can instruct banks to go in and use cash surplus to buy Treasuries, which is synonymous with cash. Or they can create money out of thin air and do the same thing. Money out of thin air is monetization. So isn't the money that comes from the banks, because the money that was lent to the banks by the Fed in the first place. And I think they've been holding those balances in abeyance to use just for such an opportunity. And when they do that, they don't have to print more money because they already printed it.
Yeah, Bob, what does it signify when we see the headline, record Treasury sell-off? What does that mean?
It means foreigners, in all likelihood, are the sellers of Treasuries. They can easily control the short end of the market, and that would be anything up to two-year paper, 30 days, 90 days, 180 days, 1 year, 2 year. And then beyond that, the what's called the long end of the market, they have more difficulty in controlling it. And right now, with all the selling going on, they're probably saying, well, it moved from 2.5% to 3.30%. We'll wait and see where it looks like it's going to stop for the time being, and then we'll drive the yield back down again, driving the bonds back up again. Some of these funds, we'll call them, that invest in that kind of security, and normally called paper, they're taking some pretty bad losses. I know I saw it today that PIMCO get banged around pretty hard, and because when the yield goes up, the value of the bond goes down, and when the value of bond goes down, that's not very good. And so, but anyway, they'll be back. They haven't gone away permanently. They being the Fed, and they're going to drive those rates back down again if they can, and they probably can. They don't want that mortgage rate at 4.66%. for 30-year fixed-rate mortgages. They want it down. I mean, people can't qualify it at 416, never mind 466. And if it goes any higher, the 10-year, and that's what the mortgage, the 30-year mortgage rate is based upon, if it goes higher, say another quarter of a point, to 5%, it's going to leave an awful lot of possible buyers out of the market because they won't be able to qualify because of the higher price payments that they'd be into.
Okay, overall politically, though, am I right in saying that this is rumblings mainly connected to China and Russia saying that in their trade between each other, they are now dumping the dollar? I mean, how big of a move was that 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago when they made that announcement?
It's giant. It's a very big move. In the 10-year and 30-year paper, which is the most common in the long end, but also what Russia and China announced. And you can't blame them. I mean, who would want to continue to have to take currency like the U.S. dollar, which continues to decline in value overall? Who would want to keep that when they have too much already? So they don't want to use it. They want to use their own currencies, which to me, I would say, why didn't they do that a long time ago? And I'm sure the other BRIC nations will do the same thing. And they're trying to protect themselves. They're buying gold hand over fist. And the Russians have made no bones about it. You know, we bought the IMF cells, they buy. And, of course, I'm sure that the U.S. government's upset about it. But what are they supposed to do?
Do you think
Do
you think this grassroots movement that started, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago on the Internet that Kaiser's been beating the drum on the last month, do you think that's having any effect on driving up silver past $30?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, we discussed this last week, and I think it was so simple that nobody thought about it except Max. And I think that was terrific. And, yes, he's putting a lot of pressure on the physical end of the market. And they're not going to be able to hold it back. They're in there now, last few days, knocking silver and gold down. That's okay.
Bob,
we just buy some cheaper, and it's going to go back up again.
Which it is.
They don't have enough power to keep it down because they can't sell physical. They don't have any silver at all.
Well, that's my next question. Yeah, in your 50 years of tracking this, I've just been watching it for 15 or so, but am I correct from your research in saying that I'm calling local coin shops. I'm talking to people around the country. Either they're sold out or there's huge premiums from their wholesalers, so they've got to charge a lot more to their customers. And the gap between what spot silver and gold is getting wider and wider between reality, what silver and gold are actually selling for in reality. And as that gap gets wider and wider, it's going to pull the false spot number towards the real number inexorably.
Absolutely. It was just a piece of deft magic. And, yes, as we discussed last week, you know, losing $5 or $10 billion is not going to put those two banks out of business. But what it shows is, and you said this yourself, we are bringing the fight to the enemy. And they have not had that happen before. And I absolutely love it.
Well, they are starting to get horrified. But more of it is just that the average person out there who's even in the media or government was living in the same propaganda as the general public, and folks are, especially people in power positions, are starting to realize that there really is a world government, that it really is sadistic, that it really is villainous and verminous and larcenous and dangerous. And it's so over the top with Big Sis announcing that they want to have and are going to put in 800 Walmarts and Mall of America and Target and everywhere else telescreens with government messages about spying on other shoppers and your neighbors. And now foreign ambassadors won't come here because they're having their genitals grabbed at airports. I mean, they've tried to push this insanity on us by just operating like it's normal and no big deal. And they had people in a trance, but now they've gone too fast, and it's making people wake up. And they're getting angry. And sure, the general public doesn't have all the answers, but they're beginning to seek after them. And what Zbigniew Brzezinski said 6 months ago is really starting to be proven true.
You're absolutely right. And so isn't he. He started this information to his friends about 2 years ago. and we talked about it on the program, and they're terrified. No one's ever brought the battle to them before, whether it was in 1348 or 1620. This is it. We've got the internet, we get talk radio, and we tell the people the truth, and they can't handle the truth. And so they have problems. And when they have to expedite programs, it makes them make mistakes. And the more mistakes they make, the more possibility is more people are going to wake up, and their programs are not going to work because they're going to get neutralized. And that's what you're doing on the radio with your program. You're killing them, absolutely killing them verbally.
Well, that's why they want to provocateur events like the WikiLeaks as a pretext to start cracking down the press. And they've got bills introduced. We've been covering them. There's new ones here in the stack where if you report on any type of leak, which has always been the bedrock of the First Amendment, that you're going to get hard prison time. The system is desperate to clamp down because they've tried to make all their crimes secret. We have a right to know. This claim of national security, it's a fraud. Real national security is having a transparent government. The real threat is having a secret government. We know what those always turn into.
And you know what? It could be a big turning point is Bernie Sanders and Ron Paul. We'll call them the odd couple politically. And Ron is going to run the subcommittee. Mr. Baucus has said that he's going to appoint him, as you well know. And I wonder if what we did last week and up until yesterday had any real effect on the decision to allow Ron to have that post.
Well, we know if we roll over and don't fight, they're going to win. And we know that when we do fight, that we've got a good chance of winning. Quitters never win and winners never quit, Bob.
Well, Mr. Bona, his phones, and I get this straight from subscribers that came back to me after they had heard your program, they got on there right away. And the average wait was 45 minutes to an hour to reach a human being. But what they did is on Monday, they, because of the jamming of the lines of calls coming in, they put it on answering service. And so that they wouldn't have to, answer the phone.
But we told Boner here on air, a congressman, he says his name's Boehner. We just quote his real name, Boner, the minion of the globalist Newt Gingrich. He's a protege of him. We told him, look, the Tea Party is and the real Tea Party is going to come to your home office, in his home district there, and we're going to go to all your events, and you're going to be politically destroyed. And I think he understands that. But again, it shows the power of us peacefully, with peaceful political discourse, are beginning to shut these people down, and they are horrified. In the last minute and a half we've got left, Bob Chapman of InternationalForecaster.com, how do you see them striking back to try to counter us?
I think their main instrument right now is Homeland Security and the things that they're doing, along with the Psy War program that they've got going on the TSA. They're not going to let up on that, and that's obvious. And I think the next thing is after the holidays, when people don't normally travel too much, I think a lot of people won't travel by air at all, and you'll probably watch a drop of one-third to perhaps even 50% less travelers going into the air and going through that maddening experience.
What about false flag terror? I talked to Governor Ventura on Monday, and he just said, Alex, in my gut, I could see him staging something. People are waking up too fast.
Well, he's right about waking up too fast, and so, of course, he's an integral part of that. And if he is nothing else, he's a warrior. And they don't want to go head-to-head with warriors. They're Mr. Milquetoast. And so the efforts that we see by them to countermand what they're doing are not going to work. We just got to keep after them, and that's what we're doing.
Absolutely. Folks, you can call and get a free copy of The Forecaster, 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Bob, have a great weekend coming up. We'll see you next Friday.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We've got Senator-elect Rand Paul joining us live coming up in the second half of the next hour. In the first 30 minutes of the next hour, I've got a huge news blitz of information we're going to be covering. For the next two segments, we're joined by James Dillingpole of jamesdillingpole.com. He's a libertarian conservative columnist, novelist, blogger, and recipient of the Journalism Award, the Batista Prize. He has published several novels and two political books, including How to Be Right, The Essential Guide to Making Liberals History, and Welcome to Obama Land, I Have Seen Your Future and It Doesn't Work. He has a new book coming out. He writes for the Daily Telegraph and many other publications. We had Lord Christopher Monckton joining us yesterday for an hour from inside the UN confab. And he said their spirits are down, but they do want to ram through their relocation of populations, their post-industrial world, their global government. It's all right out in the open and will cause over a billion deaths in the third world conservatively, according to the different breakdowns Lord Monckton and others have done, if they cut the carbon off to those people. And they don't care if the ClimateGate information came out. They're going forward, and they're producing TV ads and ads for theaters that show children being murdered by explosives by their school teachers if they don't submit to the carbon dictatorship. Suddenly they're saying, yes, we're fascist. Fascism is good if it's for the earth. Yes. So it seems that in a type of mentally ill temper tantrum, they are just frothing and revealing themselves and saying, you know what? It wasn't about rising sea levels. There's too many people. So it's their hate letter to humanity. You know, I love humanity. I'm a fan of man. They're the opposite. They hate humanity. They hate people they don't control. This is a control freak religion. Mr. Dillingpole, do you agree that we're seeing them more and more really reveal who they are?
Yeah, I think the mask is slipping. You were lucky enough to talk to Christopher Monckton yesterday. I think his analysis of what has gone on at Cancun is entirely correct, that it has been spun in the mainstream media as this non-event, as this kind of disaster, you know, no policies were formulated, etc., etc. This is actually not true. It is world government through the back door, through administered by the United Nations, imposing yet further climate regulation on the world. The idea that Western countries are to provide $100 billion a year by 2020 to some new UN fund, that sounds very sinister to me. We don't get to vote on this. We don't get to control where this money is spent. These are faceless apparatchiks of the UN world government system. And, of course, as we know, it is all based on a lie. You know, a fundamental lie that man-made carbon dioxide is a poison and that it is warming the world. Well, let me tell you, I am speaking in England, where we have just had the two coldest weeks in end of November, beginning of December, since records began. This is the coldest end of November, beginning of December, since the central England temperature record started in the 1650s. Now, if that's not a sign that global warming isn't such a big problem as the UN tells us, I don't know what is.
Well, they spin that and they say, oh, it's cold because it's warming. They're saying the same thing in Cancun, where they're having record cold temperatures down there in the Yucatan Peninsula, right down by the end of North America, where Central America starts. And they're going more and more into deceptive mode. On one hand, they're telling us they're doing this to save us from ourselves, too many people. Ted Turner saying it's a one-child policy. But as you rightly said, they're now playing along like, oh, we don't want anything big. Just give us this $100 billion, set up all these new bureaucracies. So it's global governance by stealth. James Dillingpole of The Telegraph, tell the listeners out there and viewers, from all these documents you're going over, what is most important coming out of this confab?
I think what you have to look at it in context. You have to remember how it all started with the Rio Earth Summit, founded by Maurice Strong, the Canadian Marxist and believer in one world government, and there they set down the blueprint for one world government, which, of course, you know very well, is called Agenda 21. And Agenda 21 effectively uses the cause of environmentalism as a way, as a kind of righteous cloak with which to advance one world government control through taxation, through regulation.
It gives them the moral high ground to be our godlike priest, and then we buy our carbon indulgences from them, or we go to a figurative humanistic hell.
Yeah, well, there's one thing I admire about these people. They are very ingenious, the way they can turn on a pin. You know, okay, so for a long, long time they've been telling us, you know, we had one guy in England a few years ago saying, look, kids, you may not ever see snow again. You know, future generations will not know what the white stuff that we skied in was. Okay, well, suddenly we get this cold weather, this inconveniently cold weather. And suddenly they say, no, you don't understand. When we have cold weather, that is a sign of global warming. It's a sign find that the Gulf Stream is freezing up, and we're going to get even warmer, or is it colder, or maybe there's ocean acidification, or if not ocean acidification, there's some other new thing we can dream up. Just give us a chance, and this is how it goes on all the time. They don't really care about. They use the Leninist method, which is essentially any lie you tell in the service of what you believe is a good cause, any lie is justified. And this is the problem. It doesn't matter what the weather does. It doesn't matter what the truth is. They will go on pursuing that agenda of control.
Well, now they say the ocean's going to turn into acid and then an ice age is coming. You know, they said that back in the 60s and 70s that it was an ice age. Then they said it was warming. In the summer, it's warming. In the winter, it's cooling. But more and more people are seeing through them. I mean, politically, they're losing the people, but they don't care. They're trying to take over cities, counties, different regions. They just never stop beating people over the head with it. Meanwhile, all these real serious environmental problems are completely ignored.
Yes, I think we live in a two-tier planet now. There is one part of the planet which is run by people, you know, the people in government, the environmental movement, the people in the energy companies. They are all pushing their agenda. And then you've got people like, you know, you and me, people who listen to this show. Really, most ordinary people now look outside their windows and they go, hang on a second, we've been told it's getting warmer and warmer. Why is it so cold outside? Where is the evidence that CO2 is causing all this? So the real free citizens are looking at the world and saying, enough is enough. This is a contract. But administrators, our bureaucrats are carrying on as if nothing has changed, as if ClimateGate never happened, as if the scientists hadn't been exposed as frauds and shams and crooks. And this is a problem. I mean, this is not just to do with climate. This is part of a bigger picture, which is to do with liberty versus tyranny.
Well, in fact, that's where I was going next, James. We have the Indian ambassador, a woman, with her crotch groped, put in the glass cage, and she says, I'm never coming back to the U.S. again. Other countries are freaking out. They come here, and people actually, in many cases, stick their hands down their pants. They put them in radiation scanners. They're now putting up at Walmart's, 800 of them, telescreens with Janet Napolitano, big sis, literally saying, watch the shoppers. Terrorists could be anywhere. But then meanwhile, the castle drawbridge is open. The southern border is basically wide open. That would be like defending some French fortress from invaders, you know, 500 years ago, and opening all of the gates, but then running in and having the castle guards point their swords at a two-year-old in a straw bed. I mean, the gates are wide open, the country's overrun, and they're running around the countryside training pastors to spy on their flock and look for libertarian extremists. I mean, this is on record, and they don't care if everybody's waking up and not flying and getting angry. They say, hey, you don't like that? We're going to have TSA on the streets.
Yeah, well, Alex, I do worry hearing you talk about these things because, as you know, here I am in the EU-SSR. I feel that the battle for liberty has already been lost in this part of the world. And I look across the Atlantic. Maybe this is just a case of the grass is always greener. I look across the Atlantic and I think at least you Americans are going to show us in Europe the way out of this mess. You are going to show us what it means to be free. And, you know, my hope is that 2012, you are going to get a small government president, somebody who really understands the problem, somebody who believes in liberty, who understands the principle, the first principles of your founding fathers. If this doesn't happen, we are all totally stuffed. I mean, the West is lost. I see the possibility of some semblance of freedom of a kind operating in the East, you know, but I mean, they have different ways over there. I mean, I don't think the Chinese are a particularly good example. And I mean, countries like Singapore are quite authoritarian, but at least they have a semblance of economic freedom and that they understand the principles of small government. If you Americans do not learn your lesson of what's happened in Europe, you are going to be screwed as we are screwed. And I think you should think very, very carefully about who you elect as your president. And you also, you need to monitor all these Republicans who've come in, you know, in the midterms, who are talking about Tea Party values and stuff. I think you want to be monitor them very carefully, because I'm already seeing signs that they are just corporatist pork barrelers like all the rest.
Well, absolutely, and we hope for somebody like Ron Paul or Rand Paul. The problem is that it takes close to $1 billion to run successfully for president.
Yeah.
There's another way to defeat them, to take the states back and then block the federal government. That's what the founders envisioned. So there's more than one way to skin a cat. We've got to go at this from every angle and resist and say no, no, no. But speaking of European tyranny, I'm not really a fan of some of the George Soros type connections to WikiLeaks. And I'm just...
No, I agree. I totally agree with you. This is, I mean, it's interesting. Libertarians in Britain, and perhaps it's the same in America, are completely divided over Julian Assange. Some of them, or have you pronounced his surname? I don't know. He's Australian, isn't he? I mean, some people are saying that he's an absolute hero. You know, we should be celebrating. He's fighting our battles. I think he's probably a bit of a kook. And the idea that, you know, if George Soros is funding something, you know it's going to be a bad thing.
Well, that's where I'm going with this, is he's clearly the patsy. And you notice the leaks are just continuing. They put him out there, push him to the front.
Yeah.
I interviewed John Young of Cryptome. He's on record with registering it. Then it got taken over by Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations czar, who openly says infiltrate the web to bring the web down. Yeah. Now they're introducing legislation to censor the press. They're talking about indicting New York Times reporters. And so I think this is all an elaborate event to basically have a Pearl Harbor or 9/11
yeah.
for the Internet, and then come in and restrict, you know, not George Soros, but people like James Dillingpole
yeah.
or Alex Jones. And I've been saying this for months. Now it's beginning to unfold. But regardless of what we think of Assange, dressed up in, you know, clownish suits and things, you know, out there playboying. I mean, who blames him? You know, he's a worldly guy. He's having some fun. But the larger issue is we can't allow him under EU feminazi rules with this woman with CIA connections and writing things about how to set men up in the legal system. And they're throwing parties for him the day after he supposedly rapes them, and that they're sending text out on Twitter about how wonderful it all is. And they're buying him bus tickets. But then they're saying, well, he argued about the condom. And so that's the, quote, liberal fascism, is that if you disagree with global warming, they want to arrest you in Europe. If you have unprotected sex, it's rape. I mean, that's what the feminists teach. They teach that sex is rape when a man's involved, because men are the devil.
Yes, absolutely. I think you're absolutely right on the bigger picture here, Alex. There is no question that the system, the various governments, the various administrators in Europe and in America would dearly love to close down the internet, or rather limit its freedoms. You know, for example, ClimateGate. The ClimateGate would never have happened if it hadn't been for the internet. And you look at the difference in the way that ClimateGate was reported in the MSM, i.e. not at all, and the way it was reported on the internet, i.e. an awful lot.
But we broke their blockade. It took 3 weeks, but their total blockade failed. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, well, when I was growing up, I kind of, probably like you and probably like most of us, I had faith in the system. I had faith in the establishment, because I thought, well, you know, governments, you know, they're doing their best and they're trying to help us and blah, 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 blah. It's only as I've got older and wiser and looked at the world and realized that really the whole system is a conspiracy against the individual, against personal freedom. So many people now are cozying up to the systems of government in order to make their money. You know, for example, Britain is the percentage of the economy now owned by the British government is 57%. Well, in the Victorian era, at the peak of Britain's economic power, government had about 10% of the economy. Can you see what it can do to a nation when the public sector, the countries like Romania and Hungary, had about 70% of the economy. So Britain is only 13% away of being a communist state.
Well, it certainly is, and we see powerful robber barons funding the mega state because that knocks out all their competition. And I found that if you explain that to a grassroots liberal, they stop the bedwetting and figure it out. They really think government loves them and is going to give them a free lollipop. All government's going to do is basically cut their legs off to make them dependent and then allow only the biggest pigs to get at the trough and feed. And we're the little piglets, the runts. We're going to be pushed to the sides and we're going to starve to death.
Yeah, well, I think one of the evil lies told by the left is that that capitalism is the same as corporatism. Capitalism, I believe in capitalism. I believe in free markets. I believe that people should be allowed to make money and spend that money as they see fit.
That's freedom. Stay there. Tell us the difference on the other side. James Dillingpole, I'm Alex Jones. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. His side is JamesDillingpole.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to GarlicHealthProducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126. Or go to GarlicHealthProducts.com for your Allie C today.
James Dillingpole, telegraph writer from England, got cut off with his point about the difference between corporatism that Mussolini talked about being fascism that he loved versus real free market. I call it crony capitalism or insider capitalism. And then notice that all these big, quote, insider capitalist TV stations like MSNBC, they've blamed the derivative scandal on the free market. But it's government backing that fraud that allowed it to happen. And it's government regulators that allowed it to happen, who engineered the fraud with people like Bernie Madoff. Going back to your point, James Dillingpole.
Yes, well, exactly. I mean, one of the worst things that could happen after this current financial crisis that we're experiencing, the worst thing that could possibly happen is that people buy the lie that this is what happens when free market capitalism goes wrong. This is not what happens when free market capitalism goes wrong. This is what happens when government regulation distorts the markets and skews the system so that free market capitalism cannot self-regulate as it does if left to its own devices. That's how it works, supply and demand. It's very simple. It's a beautiful system. But when
and if a company engages in fraud, they get in trouble from the state level, and people learn that company's a fraud and don't invest with them. Just like a restaurant that gives people food poisoning, they're going to get shut down because people aren't going to visit them.
You're absolutely right. I think one of the terrible assumptions of big government is that people are stupid and that therefore they need to be treated like cattle and herded around by the enlightened few.
And we know that since government took over education in Europe and the U.S., the U.S. has gone from number one to number 26 or 25, way behind even third world countries, because they've been treating us like cattle. Some people are becoming cattle.
Hey, we've had exactly the same experience in England, and it has been a disaster. We're plummeting in the international league tables. You know, we can't read and write anymore. It's extraordinary. But to go back to the original point, I'm sure you've had our old friend Michael Moore on your show an awful lot. He must be a big fan, I imagine. Michael Moore made that terrible movie in which he about capitalism, in which he tried to blame capitalism for the world's ills. Look, nobody likes big businesses, big business. Nobody likes Shell, BP, all these corporate multinational giants, which are in bed with big governments.
They're governments. I mean, they've got their own spies, their own systems. They attach themselves to government contracts, so government welfare. I mean, they basically are governments.
Exactly. And the reason, and these big companies, they love regulation. They want more regulation because they know it imposes costs which they can afford, but the little guy trying to run his company cannot afford. You know, they can't afford, little guys can't afford all the regulation to do with employing a certain number of minorities and women and allowing them time off and stuff. They can't afford the regulation. BP, Shell, they can wear it. It's not Exxon, they can wear it. It's not a problem for them. So they love regulation.
Well, it's like this Food Safety Act. It's admitted that was written by big agribusiness to shut down small farms and ranches.
You only have to look at the example of what happened in Nazi Germany. Nazi Germany, all the big companies got in bed with the government, you know. You scratch our backs, we'll scratch yours, and we'll get on with the system. But private property, forget about that. Forget about free markets. Forget about freedom.
James, I want you to do five more minutes with this one-minute break. I want to come back and get briefly into some more of what you see happening going on down in southern Mexico at Cancun, and when we're going to learn if these scallywags are successful. That's pretty frightening that you're saying they may be. They're playing possum right now. And we'll also talk about Ted Turner, the hypocrite, eugenicist. We're back in 60 seconds, and I'm going to news blitz after that.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.